Big show tonight down at the Chameleon Club. It's we've been looking forward to this one. Shaman's Harvest is in Aranda, not on the bill tonight, but Failure Anthem is there, who were just in, actually, what, last month, 2 months ago at the morning show. And my son's band, James Radio, opening up that show. So get there early, okay? Get there early and catch them, and have a few cold ones to knock back. But thank these guys for taking time out on the way over to the Chameleon to say hello to us. Thanks for coming
What's
in.
Up? What's up, having us? Chris James.
Yeah, it's Matt, Nathan, and Josh. You know what? I know all the stuff that people probably ask you guys, but I got to ask this because you guys have had a history with the WWE, and the anniversary of WrestleMania is coming up. Have they asked you guys to do anything with them for WrestleMania? They ought to for what you've done for them.
Not yet, not yet.
Yeah, I think we'll be happy if we can get tickets.
This is like, what, the 25th anniversary or something like that. Yeah, so they're having some big to-do.
I was hoping they put Nate in the Royal Rumble.
Cage match.
In the cage match, yeah. Or a ladder match.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to fill
tables, ladders, and chairs, man.
You should know, we were talking off mic. You guys, I was looking at the itinerary, and it's crazy how many days it seems you guys play a month. I mean, you're always out doing something.
Well, I mean, we're not dead yet, so might as well just keep on keeping on. Fill the dates as much as you can. That's what they tell us. So we just do what we're told.
Do you get any time off or any kind of holiday or to go home or do anything?
Well, not this time of year. We like last year, we did 286 dates, I think.
Wow. Yep.
And, you know, that's the idea, man. Tour, right?
Whew. Josh, does the voice get kind of... After 286 days.
Oh, yeah, it gets a little low
in there, you know what I mean?
He's drinking a lot of tea on the bus to make sure everything's fine.
Lots of tea.
Now, the new song, Chains, is doing quite well. You guys, I mean, it's like top 10, I think, now this week, if you look at some of the charts. I have to admit, I was surprised. I didn't know that you guys have been going as long as you have been going as a band like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was. It's been a long road. But this last year has been the best year in 20 years. We've been together for 20 years.
That's what I mean. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. We're on our third single from the record. You know, it's unheard of for us anyway. In this day and age, it's unheard of for a lot of people. So we couldn't be happier.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I've got to say, because a couple people in the record community sent me some stuff that you guys have done acoustically, and for as good as the stuff is, and it sounds on the air, because I mean, the average person doesn't know what I'm talking about, but when they say a record has burned, like you get tired of hearing it, Chains, you don't get tired of hearing. That's like one of the, I said to the one guy, to me, it's like Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song. You're never going to get tired of hearing that song on the radio.
I like your style,
me
man.
Too, yeah. Me too.
But when I hear the stuff acoustic, it's like, these guys should just be touring acoustically from now on.
It's going to be a lot less load in. Lord.
Save some money. Cut a couple people from the...
From the payroll. He's trying to say payroll.
It's Shaman's Harvest down at Chameleon tonight. Get there early. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night down there tonight. And I guess you guys can... You can play whatever you want, since you brought the thing in the studio. But I mean, you want to do Chains or do you want to do something else?
No, let's do Chains. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let them take over because I don't sound as good singing it. So go ahead.
Hey, join in. Join in anytime.
Yeah, because it might not be that great this afternoon either. Angel of death and mercy, come take me from this cage. 'Cause these four walls and iron bars have been witness, oh, to the rage of a thousand broken hearts and chains. And all that I've been given, I give it to you. I can't stand here and watch you fail. Tell it to somebody, break these chains wrapped around his heart. Don't you leave digging you for mercy. Break these chains.
stop me now. Tear this shackle for the ground, and I'm on my way, way down. Oh, way, way, way down. Warm the eyes that fill in my veins. Oh, I'm pumping till I'm numb. Lead me out of the darkness, where it's so hard to escape from. And I've been given, I give it to you. I can't stand here and watch you fail. Tell the truth, tell the truth. Somebody break these chains. Wrapped around his heart. Don't want you to leave. Begging you for mercy. Break these chains. Oh, in heaven, help me now. Trade this shackle for a crown. And I'm on my way. Way down.
It's awesome. It's, yeah, they're just going to do acoustic for the next album. It's going to be all acoustic. Since you are on the road so much, I would guess you've got some different kind of stories. What's the wildest story that's happened this past year on the road? Everybody's got one weird one.
Last year's been... We started behaving ourselves this past year a little bit.
We really did. It's kind of sad. It's
okay, let's go back. Let's go back more than a year
then.
Okay.
All right. The craziest thing that's ever happened on tour, it was in... South Carolina?
Well, North Carolina.
North Carolina, one of the two. Oh. One of them Carolinas. And there's this alligator sunbathing on the back all day long. Just been sitting up on the bank a little bit. But big old 10-foot alligator, big one. And it was our tour manager's first gig with us. We just met him like an hour before he showed up. And the first thing he said was, well, I was told I'm not supposed to let you guys drink too much. So obviously we
had to drink too much.
we gave the card to the bar.
We didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
If you tell somebody something like that, you know.
You're forced to be a baby. So we partake in a lot of Jameson's. And next thing you know, man, I'm butt naked trying to jump on the back of this alligator in the swamp. Thank God he swam away because I was going to get me a pair of new boots. Or he was going to get him a full belly, one of the two.
Yes.
And
it was a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it was a love-hate between me and the alligator. And it's swampy, you know. The water's just disgusting. So I take my clothes off. Well, I forgot to put them back on, and I went back in the club. Yeah. And Wes Scantlin, who we were touring with at the time, he was shooting me with paintballs. It was a terrible thing. And I walk in the club, and everybody's like, you know, no, you can't enter. So we go home or we get to the hotel or whatever. Well, the next day I realize I don't have my debit card. And I'm like, I got to go back.
You have to go back.
We go back to the club.
The walk of shame.
I walk in the door and they're having a staff meeting about the night before.
About this naked guy that walked in the kitchen.
They all stopped their meeting and just busted out laughing when I walked in the door, which is not usually the response you want.
Not what have you been naked in front of me.
You naked, yeah.
The question is, did you find your debit card?
Oh, yeah, it was in my wallet the whole time.
I should have known if you were out with Wes, there had to be some weird stories somewhere along the way with that guy.
That was one of the strangest.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a big night tonight down at Chameleon Club, and we'll be giving away another pair of tickets coming up next hour. So be listening. It's what we call March Concert Madness. Do you guys want to do one more or not? It's up to you. I mean, I don't want to ruin your voice for tonight, Nate.
This guitar is only in the tuning for that song.
Oh, that's fine.
It's weird to get in there.
That's all right.
I'm kind of.
We're going to do row, row, row your boat in a round.
As long as you get, we'll get callers to come in. They have to do it one at a time. It'll be you. Someone's got to coordinate this.
Okay, your turn.
Yeah.
James!
Caller number one.
So if you head to the show tonight, wear some alligator boots.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up your debit cards and buy these guys a drink at Jameson.
It's going to be a dangerous night.
And have some fun with them tonight down at the Chameleon Club. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I know it was a pain in the butt to get in here early before
Chris,
loading.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks a lot, man.
I was, like I said, I've been looking forward to hearing live acoustic from everybody that I've heard of the story, so it was cool to get you guys in here, so thanks a lot.
Awesome, man. It was a painless process.